From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Well, hello listener, you are back with us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today, February the 27th, 2020, you are with me, Steve, with a lot of information related to Indonesia. And now we would like to begin with the news, so make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo scheduled to be present at Hannover Messe Manufacturing Exhibition in Germany. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin pushes bubble to become a halal province. Now the news in detail. Bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and Germany from year to year is getting stronger and growing. Many fields of cooperation between the two countries are still ongoing. This was stated by German Ambassador to Indonesia, Peter Schoof, to Voice of Indonesia after attending the diplomatic forum held by Voice of Indonesia in collaboration with Dompet Duafa and the Indonesian Journalist Association in Jakarta on Wednesday. He remarked that in 2020, Germany will hold the largest manufacturing exhibition, Hannover Messe, which will be attended by several heads of state, including President Joko Widodo.
The big highlight of this year is the participation of Indonesia as a partner country in Germany at Hannover, which is the Hannover Messe. Hannover Manufacturing Fair is the biggest manufacturing fair in the world. And Indonesia is the partner country. Again, the partner country. President Jokowi will travel to Germany in April, so we are very proud to have him. Our cooperation extends to many fields. There are going to be many memoranda of understanding and hopefully also new business contracts going to be signed. This year, we are the country that is advising very, very closely Indonesia in the field of technical and vocational education and also in renewable energy, because I think in Germany we have worldwide the best technology in this field.
In addition, Ambassador Peter Schoof further stated that so far the focus of cooperation between Indonesia and Germany has been on land management and renewable energy. In fact, Germany will also develop investment in Indonesia. Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia, Ma'ruf Amin, pushed the Bangka Belitung Islands, or Babel, to become a halal province. This is the government's first step in making Indonesia a halal product producer in the world. As reported by Antara, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, when opening the 7th Indonesian Muslim Community Congress in Pangkal Pinang on Wednesday, said that so far Indonesia has been only the world's largest halal consumer and has not yet become a producer. Thereby, his side wants Indonesia to become the largest halal producer in the world. At present, several provinces already want to build halal special economic zones, such as Riau and Banten provinces. Meanwhile, Governor of the Bangka Belitung Islands, Erzaldi Rusman Johan, explained that his side continues to advance economic activities by prioritizing the halal economy in Bangka Belitung. Minister of Home Affairs Tito Karnavian opened the National Library Coordination Meeting 2020 in Jakarta more recently. As a keynote speaker at the event, He discussed the importance of Indonesian human development through increasing public literacy. He asked all regional governments to establish library services in their respective regions.
Saya selaku Mendagri, ini pasti akan mendorong.
I, as the Minister of Home Affairs, will definitely push this library problem to become a matter that must be carried out by the regional government. First regulation, I will make a ministerial regulation specifically for this so that all regions, provinces, and cities may establish library service. Now, villages have money directly transferred already every month. Now, this is one of them they can use to establish a village library. Minister Tito further added that there are still areas that do not yet have library services and are still attached to other agencies. Thus, the budget is not focused on the library. It even becomes a fund scrambling with other agencies but different uses. President Joko Widodo held a limited cabinet meeting at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. This time, the meeting was a follow-up meeting that discussed the transfer of Indonesia's new capital. In his direction, President Joko Widodo reiterated that the new capital of Indonesia would be built using the smart metropolis concept. He considered that this concept has attracted the world to cooperate with Indonesia in building a new capital. In fact, South Korea has openly stated its readiness to get involved in the construction of the new capital. Thereby, he asked his aides to immediately prepare the cooperation concept that might be carried out with friendly countries in the context of building the new capital. I want to say that the concept of developing a new capital as a smart metropolis has begun to be glimpsed and noticed by the world, and even friendly countries have begun to express their interest in working together to get involved in the construction of our new capital. And among those countries, last time I received a guest from South Korea that also had experience in building a smart and green new capital. I think this is a good signal. Thereby, it is necessary to prepare the details of the process of cooperation between us and other countries. Moreover, President Joko Widodo highlighted the legal basis for the construction of the new capital. He asked the National Development Planning Agency to immediately prepare the legal basis. He also asked his aides to map the core location of the new capital, including mapping each project and funding source. President Joko Widodo wants the new capital development to be designed and to be able to adopt new ways of work that are more futuristic and flexible, so that they can work more quickly and efficiently. Indonesia and the United Kingdom, or the UK, have closeness in maintaining cooperation in many fields. This is evident that every year, tourism sector has become one of promising sectors for the two countries where the people of Indonesia and British to mutually visit for holidays. This was stated by Head of Media and Communications of the British Embassy in Jakarta, John Nicol, to VOIRI after attending diplomatic forum held by VOI in Jakarta on Wednesday. Even John Nicol explained that there are thousands of Indonesian students who are studying in the UK.
So roughly, at the moment, roughly about 55,000 Indonesians visit the UK each year for a visa. From Indonesia, 96% get accepted last year. So the UK is very open to Indonesia. We really would like more Indonesians to come. We have about 4,000 Indonesian students in the UK. We've just set a new target for 600,000 international students by the year 2030.
Moreover, John Nicol also expected that Indonesian and British governments can keep maintaining their good cooperation in the fields of anti-corruption education, tourism, trade, education, and keep improving people's welfare. The Financial Services Authority, or OJK, prepares a stimulus policy to maintain national economic growth as a counter-cyclical policy in anticipating the adverse effects of the spread of the coronavirus. As reported by Antara, Chairman of the Board of Commissioners of the Financial Services Authority, Wimbo Santoso, in a press release in Jakarta on Wednesday, hopes that the Financial Services Authority's stimulus policy mitigates the impact of the weakening global economy on growth and national economic stability. He remarked that the stimulus that has been prepared is the relaxation of the assessment of the quality of the credit assets with a selling of 10 billion rupiah. The World Health Organization, or WHO, reminded that the term pandemic cannot be used randomly. The term that describes the spread of the new diseases throughout the world has not been attached to the outbreak due to infection with a new type of a new disease throughout the world has not been attached to the outbreak due to infection with a new capital of coronavirus. COVID-19, as reported by Republika Online on Wednesday, a number of countries confirmed the findings of positive corona cases, such as Algeria, Greece, Basque, Norway, and Georgia. At the epicenter of the outbreak, China, there were 414. As reported by Republika Online on Wednesday, a number of countries confirmed the findings of positive corona cases, such as Algeria, Greece, Brazil, Norway, and Georgia. At the epicenter of the outbreak, China, there were 411 new coronavirus cases on Tuesday. That number is fewer than reports from 37 other countries, as many as 427 cases. Director General of WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, advised diplomats in Geneva not to talk about a pandemic. He perceived that the definition of a pandemic has not been fulfilled for the corona cases. Well, listener, that's the news read by Ahmad Faisal.
Listener, here's the commentary entitled Indonesian Citizen Repatriation from the Cruise Ship. Indonesia plans to repatriate Indonesian citizens aboard Diamond Princess, which is under negotiation with the Japanese government. Repatriating Indonesian citizens affected by the epidemic abroad is not as easy as repatriating citizens with immigration cases. Similarly, it happens to repatriation from disaster area. It needs a long process. Besides international diplomacy, the government also must provide special area to observe those Indonesian citizens before allowing them returning to their hometowns. About that repatriation, President Joko Widodo in Jakarta, February 26, said that the evacuation of Indonesian crews is still waiting for diplomatic processes with Japanese authorities. The president also said Indonesia is attempting to evacuate 188 Indonesian crews of the World Dream Cruise from Hong Kong. He asserted that the evacuation is carried out in stages. After Indonesians on the World Dream Cruise, the government will then discuss the process of Indonesian citizens on Diamond Princess Cruise in Japan. The president explained that repatriating Indonesian requires extra caution due to the COVID-19. It puts 267 million Indonesian citizens on stake, so evacuation must be carefully taken, just like the previous one in Natuna Island. About 78 Indonesian crews of Diamond Princess, Health Minister Terawan Agus Putranto ensured that 9 infected were treated well by Japanese authorities. 5 of them were treated at hospitals and 4 others were staying at a cruise ship. Then the remaining 69 are healthy. The health minister further affirmed the evacuation must be carefully done to avoid spreading of coronavirus in the country. Currently, Indonesian government is very seriously preventing coronavirus spread since it wants to maintain the green zone in virus spread. It is learning from the previous avian flu outbreak in 2004 that had been alleviated in 2017 after tiring processes. Therefore, it is normal if the government became more selective and did some new things, such as appointing certain locations, Natuna Island and Sebatu Island, for rehabilitation and observation of those Indonesian citizens from countries affected by corona outbreak. Actually, intensive and careful examination towards alleged victims of the coronavirus at some hospitals showed quite reliable skills of Indonesian doctors and medical experts in handling them and facing the threat of coronavirus. The authorities of the countries and entrances, such as airport and seaport in every region, need to be alert and carry out careful and accurate monitoring to avoid the spread into Indonesia. And listener, that was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
Do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter, but if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any surfaces that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems.
Listener, here is Today in History. Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on February 27, 1965, on the first flight of Antonov An-22. Antonov An-22 was the biggest cargo plane, and it was 4 machine aircraft and turboprop power engines in the world. The An-22 was also the first wide-body aircraft which was developed by the Soviet Union. The plane was developed as a strategic airlifter, special for sending land forces and armored vehicles of the Soviet Union. The An-22 could carry out 290 passengers or 80,000 pounds charge when operating from rough flight runway. It was introduced in 1967 and it was gradually replaced by Antonov An-124. Next event is that in 2007, Istano Pagaruyung in West Sumatra was on fire. Istano Basa Pagaruyung, which is well known Istana Pagaruyung, or in English means Pagaruyung Palace, is located at Minangkabau Kingdom in Batu Sangkar, Tanah Datar Regency, West Sumatra. On February 27, 2007, around at 19:10 Western Indonesian Time, Pagaruyung Palace complex was burned out due to lightning strike. The palace was on fire because materials of the buildings were from natural materials which were easy to be burned, such as palm fiber for roof and also wood for most of the building. The palace is a cultural tourism object which is known in West Sumatra. Istano Basa, which was on fire, is actually a replica from its original. The original Istano Basa Pagaruyung is located on Batu Patah Hill, which was burned out on bloody riots in 1804. The last event is that in 2010, earthquake hit Chile and caused tsunami. Earthquake with magnitude 8.8 Richter scale hit Chile and killed 497 people. The earthquake also caused tsunami, crossing Pacific Ocean which reached until New Zealand, Australia, Hawaii Island, archipelagic countries in Pacific and Japan with light and middle impact. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Ada cinta yang sejati, ada sayang yang abadi. Walau kau masih memikirkannya, aku masih berharap kau milikku. Sejauh ku melangkah, hatiku kambuh. Sejauh aku pergi, rinduku kambuh. Masihkah hatimu aku, meski ada hati yang lain? Ada cinta yang sejati, ada sayang yang abadi. Walau kau masih memikirkannya, aku masih berharap.
Thank you very much. You are still with us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The next one, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is about Indonesia launches P4G national platform. The Indonesian government cooperates with Denmark and South Korea in launching a national partnership program for green growth and global goals, or the Partnering for Green Growth and Global Goals P4G national platform. This program is aimed at achieving sustainable development, or SDGs. The launching program was carried out by Minister of National Development Planning, Head of Bappenas, Suharto Manoarfa, in Jakarta on Monday, February 24. In his remarks, Minister Suharto Manoarfa said that changes in adaptation and collaboration of various stakeholders were needed so that development would be more environmentally friendly. It aims to anticipate the effects of global climate change. The world community is now faced with global climate change. In addition to changing adaptation, collaboration of various stakeholders is needed so that development becomes more environmentally friendly. Suharto Manoarfa hopes that the Indonesia P4G National Platform can play an important role in encouraging and accelerating sustainable development amid the challenges of climate change. The impact of climate change increases the intensity and frequency of disasters. The increase in global temperatures, which has reached 1.1 Celsius degree this year compared to the year 1800s, also threaten various sectors of life, especially agriculture and fisheries, so as to deepen social inequality. Minister Suharto Manoarfa added that climate change has become the concern of all countries. The Indonesian government has also set a reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 27.3% as one of six national development targets during 2020 to 2024 period. To meet these emission reduction targets, Indonesia is demanded to improve environmental quality, use clean energy, improve natural resource efficiency, and reduce deforestation, especially on peatlands. Currently, P4G supports a number of partnerships in Indonesia, one of which is accelerating access to funding and aligning policies to overcome obstacles for the private sector to invest in energy efficiency. On the other hand, the government of Indonesia is also aware of the importance of quality development in order to achieve sustainable development goals SDGs by 2030. The platform is expected to support the establishment of new and innovative forms of partnership in realizing green growth and help accelerate the achievement of these sustainable development targets. The launch of the Indonesia P4G National Platform was also attended by Danish Minister of Environment and Food Lea Wermelin, Minister of Environment of the Republic of Korea Cho Myung-rae, Danish Ambassador to Indonesia Rasmus Christensen, Ambassador of the Republic of South Korea to Indonesia Kim Chang-byom, and representative of the Dutch Embassy, Ardi Stoisbraken, and a number of other officials. That was today's My Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Namun sedetik pun tak pernah kau berpaling. maling dariku. Beruntungnya aku dimiliki kamu. Kamu adalah bukti dari cantiknya paras dan hati. Kau jadi harmoni saat ku bernyanyi tentang terang dan gelapnya hidup ini. Kaulah bentuk terindah dari baiknya Tuhan padaku. Waktu tak mengusaikan cantikmu, kau wanita terhebat bagiku. Tolong kamu campkan itu. Hal yang mudah, dengan kasih lembut kau pecahkan kerasnya hatiku. Beruntungnya aku dimiliki kamu. Kamu adalah bukti dari kau jadi harmoni saat ku bernyanyi tentang terang dan gelapnya hidup ini. Kaulah bentuk terindah dari baiknya Tuhan padaku. Waktu tak mengusaikan cantikmu, kau wanita terhebat bagi. Tolong kamu jamkan itu.
You are still with us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The next one, Indonesian Wonder.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I'm going to introduce you to Maudu Lampoau ceremony from South Sulawesi. Maudu Lampoau is traditional ceremony of commemoration of the birth of Prophet Muhammad, which is filled by various religious activities and Bugis culture. Maudu Lampoau comes from Bugis language, which means Great Maulid. The commemoration is centered around Cikoang River, Takala Regency, South Sulawesi. The traditional event becomes one of evidences of the unity of two different elements, namely religion and local culture, to form hereditary tradition. The uniqueness of Maudu Lompoa tradition lies on julung-julung or wooden boat, which are decorated beautifully by using colorful clothes. Various offerings such as staple foods and agricultural products are also collected as the offerings of julung-julung. In addition, a big basin, which is made of plaited palm leaf, or usually called baku maudu, by the local people, also provided to fill the boats. Afterwards, the julung-julung are collected at a place where the Maudu Lompoa procession held. The offerings of julung-julung then distributed to all people who attend the Maudu Lompoa event. The main procession of the series event of Maudu Lompoa called Rate. It is a reading of rhyme of Salawat dedicated to Prophet Muhammad. In addition, there is also Mapanca or Pencaksilat attraction, which is performed by young men of Cikong village. The Maudu Lompoa ritual is not only a tradition which is implemented to commemorate the birth of Prophet Muhammad, but also as gathering of the local community in Takala Regency. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring Maudu Lompoa traditional ceremony in South Sulawesi Province. Tomorrow, we will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye for now.
Dayak and Banjaris are two indigenous tribes in Kalimantan. These tribes has a unique way to make their baby sleep. They put their baby in a swing with a special position which is called bapukung. The word bapukung comes from pukung. In Banjaris language, it means to put the baby in sitting position in the swing. The shoulder is up and then tied to the neck with the legs straightened. For the people, bapukung is not dangerous. They even believe that bapukung will strengthen the baby's back and the waist. But bapukung must be done by those who are skilled in doing that. While in bapukung, sometimes the mother will sing them a melodious song or recite salawat and the Holy Quran.
Next, we'll present to you interesting information about Indonesia in Misalani.
Listeners, welcome back in our regular segment, Misalani. In today's edition, we are going to present you information on hearing device for the deaf created by Indonesian Achieve International Award. Tuli Boot team from Indonesia succeeded to achieve a runner-up position in the event of Imagine Cup Asia 2020. The achievement was obtained after defeating 9 teams from Asian countries. The team developed Tulibot, an integrated device for the deaf to bridge communication gap for them. This device is completed with smart glove and glasses. The Tulibot team, along with other runner-up teams, namely Bloom team from India and Chase team from Singapore, received $2,500 of Singapore on their innovative projects. The 10 finalist teams were from Japan, Singapore, Nepal, Indonesia, India, China, and Hong Kong, which were selected through various online competition rounds or national final, which was held by Microsoft subsidiary in the countries of Asian regions. The Tulibot can detect voice through an application which is later translated into words and can be displayed through smart glasses which is used by the user. If people with learning deficiency wants to respond, the users can use smart glove which can speak in American Sign Language or ASL. Later, the ASL messages will be sounded through audio. The Tulibot team consisted of 6 students of Surabaya State Electronics Polytechnic. The achievement of Microsoft is not the first international achievement. Previously, the Tulibot achieved gold medal in the event of International Engineering Education Festival 2019, which was participated in by 22 universities throughout the world. It was held in Incheon, South Korea in November 2019. That was our segment for today, Misalani. Thanks for listening.
Hari ini hari bahagiamu. Di sini ku tegarkan hatiku, memaksa setiap langkah dalam senyuman. Kepedihan detik ini akan segera berlalu, namun tidak semua kenangan itu. Terlalu banyak kisah yang tiada usai bagiku. Tiba saatnya ku akhiri semua, ku hapus harapanku selamanya. Akan ku coba terus melangkah walau serpihan perasaan hatiku masih bersama.
Listener, we have presented a lot of information and also good music. Next, we still have one more for you. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner. Today, we will present a song titled Damai Tapi Gersang by Hetikus Endang. Hetikus Endang is one of senior singers in Indonesia. Her name became popular since she performed a duet singing with Aji Bandi. The song Damai Tapi Gersang, which was composed by Aji Bandi, tells a story of meaning of life. The song received an Outstanding Song Award at the World Pop Song Festival held at Budokan Hall, Tokyo, Japan in 1977. Listener, let's listen to the song Damai Tapi Gersang by Hetikus Endang. Enjoy the song.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, thank you very much for you have joined us, and it seems that we would like to go for a while. So in the meantime, do not forget to send your questions, suggestions, recommendations, criticism, and many more. You can send it to our email voi@voinews.id and our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia. I'm Stefanus. Thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.